Zaggy boy, welcome to the minis. First mini for you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Zachariah. We need a nickname for the Zach. So just to give context, S-Bone, D-Bomb.
D-Bomb.
Dills Mental.
Zed.
Introduce yourself, Zach.
Zach Attack.
Zach Attack.
I'm thinking Dills Mental.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Dill doesn't have a mentor.
I do. Plenty of mentors. Always learning. How are we, gents? Welcome to the minis.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, it's nice to be in this studio.
It is. Second mini filmed in the new studio. I don't think we've actually... We recorded a pod, a couple pods in the new studio. Let us know if you can actually listen and you can hear the benefits of it, because it feels unbelievable in here. We can tell the difference. I hope you can too. We'll get some photos and videos out soon as well. Recorded a couple eps. Bromley Lynch boys have been in here. Goza Wright's coming in here. 200 plus been in here. They're all happening. So very exciting times here at Producey. Anyway, let's get into it. Hey, last week, Zach, I know you're a big fan of the minis. You love them. We spoke about last week, and I don't know if anyone else cared about this, but I did get a lot of people messaging me, so I'm hoping that people did. There's a conversation I had with Josh Bromley Lynch around life jackets. So were you a kid that had the boat, or were you a kid that had the life jacket? And it's a metaphor for your life, meaning – were you given things, or did you go out and did you get it done?
Which one's which in that analogy?
The life jacket is the kid that just had to survive. They had to go and make friends with the kid with the boat so that they could jump on the boat.
I think I was a bit of both.
Okay.
I think when I was younger, probably I was the boat. And then as I've kind of got older, I've moved into more of the life jacket kind of guy.
Okay, yeah. I like how we're thinking deeply into something that has no relevance to what it was. Sammy, what were you?
Definitely the boat, to begin with.
You had a boat as well?
No, I wasn't like wealthy. I was just metaphorically, I wanted things given to me.
Yeah.
But I reckon I'm the life jacket now.
Love it.
But I did go to school with a lot of kids that had boats and holiday houses. So love I was wearing a life jacket, but not metaphorically.
I love that this wasn't actually a metaphoric question. I was actually just wondering, did you have a boat growing up? And then you two have just gone whack.
See, if you had asked me, I would have just said, I did not have a boat.
Yeah, I was just meaning physically, did you have a boat? And then you two went straight in. I love that.
I don't know what it was, but it was something in your question that made it sound metaphorical.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, looking down the barrel, seemed to deal ask that question. I was like, that is got to be
a leadership question. Well, I really loved the way that you answered it. If I went into that too, I would say physically without having the boat, I had the life jacket. But if I'm going deep, I was a kid with a boat too. You know, I wanted everything given to me. So there we go. We're really getting into it. Sam, did you have your hand up?
No,
I thought you had your hand up. Darcy, did you have a boat metaphorically or not?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? UK next week. Sam and I are going to the UK. Really exciting.
I'm going to miss you guys in the Producey Studios.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
Who are you going to miss more?
That's a tough question, but probably you, Sam.
Dunker. That's German.
Not a tough question.
It's in Europe.
Dunker, it is. It's German. Yeah, really excited for that. You've been, haven't you, Zach?
I have been to the UK. Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, you went to Wimbledon?
Been to Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Do you want a funny story about this?
Yeah, please.
I haven't told you this or any of you guys this, so it's going to be very interesting. But I went to the UK to represent Australia playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Wow.
Ultimate Frisbee?
What?
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
So I've kept this close to my chest for like a lot of different reasons.
Your entire life?
Yeah, like, I don't know why this is the first time I'm telling you this like right now. But yeah, so that's to give you some context there. My old school teacher was playing and then I moved schools and then anyway, he ran a clinic and then kind of picked a few of us up to go to this national thing. And then, go, Sam.
First question off the bat.
I was waiting to hear the story first.
There's a lot to unpack.
There's only a pause. We're going back to the story. Were you really good at Ultimate Frisbee or was it one of those things where like nobody played it so you were good? You were like really good at it? Because there was a kid at school that like played lacrosse and he was like really good, but nobody played lacrosse.
That's a great question. Two things to that. One is I was shithouse at Frisbee. I could not do it.
And enough to make the national team, though.
Learned a lot about it over a few years leading up to the trip. But I was just athletic, so like they saw like potential. I was like a
potential frisbeer.
Yeah, I was like a Category B rookie.
I saw the biceps.
That's unbelievable, man. I absolutely love that. You've gone and represented Australia in Ultimate Frisbee. We had a teacher at my school that did it too. He'd always, yeah, but I didn't go to nationals with it. No, but you did. That's crazy.
Yeah, so.
You still frisbeeing?
No, I'm not. So that's kind of why it's not the first. And it's not the first point of time because it's kind of like, what a weirdo. So I just, yeah, I've just kind of kept that in the background. Obviously, a lot of people back home would know that because I was in the papers and whatever.
So was there a tournament?
Full on, like, old, like,
how'd you
international
go?
Tournament. So I'm talking like teams from like Latvia, like USA.
They've
Canada.
Got a strong team, the Latvians.
No, they don't.
No. Unbelievable.
This could be a movie, I reckon.
Seriously, this is so interesting.
So I think it's just like, I like taking opportunities, and I think that's kind of how I'm here as well. It's like, I just kind of love that kind
You're
of stuff.
You're yes, man.
Life you jacket. Are.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, Zach is a doer. And if anyone's wondering who he is and what he does, we literally just met off LinkedIn. And he started coming in, we started being friends, and now he's on the podcast. He's a doer. He does things. That doesn't surprise me. Like, it does, but it doesn't in another way. But I love it. Just on Frisbee quickly, what did you learn over there? Like, what did you get out of it? Because I know we're going metaphoric now. Physically, what did you learn out of it? And metaphorically, what did you learn out of it?
Physically, it's actually a lot more demanding than what you'd think. Like, it's kind of on a touch footy style field. Lots of sprinting. Like high, like endurance.
How many on each side?
So seven, like on the field on each side at a time.
Yeah, yeah, per and team.
It's kind of very free flowing, like, yeah.
So is it like gridiron but with a frisbee?
Yeah, like you got end zones. So you got to catch it in the end zone.
Yeah, it's gridiron. I've seen videos.
There's actually frisbee golf as well.
There is. Mm. Yeah.
Metaphorically, did you learn anything out of it deeper on a deeper level? Was it just to say yes to opportunities?
Were you throwing the frisbee or catching it?
I was doing both. Yeah, metaphorically, I don't know. I think it was just a really good opportunity to say I've done that.
Yeah.
But it is a really weird thing. Like, I'm like completely honest with that. Like, I know how weird it is and how different it is, and I just kind of owned it.
Yeah, you've got to own it.
Who would have thought a frisbee could take you around the globe?
That's what I mean.
Mm. And you should not be ashamed of that. You should tell as many people as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he has now. He's done on the podcast. Have you two got any weird things? Not that that's weird, but have you got any things that you've said yes to, not knowing where it could take you, or vice versa? Have you said no to something where you think, fuck, I should have said yes to that?
You're talking about sliding doors moments.
Sliding doors moments, or just weird opportunities that you've taken that have led you down a path you never knew. Like, I think it'd be awesome to hear anyone's story of like a sliding doors moment. There's so many out there. Like, if anyone's got a sliding doors moment, or just a weird opportunity they took that took them down a path they never knew, tell us in, send us in, call the Budgie Smuggler hotline. Would absolutely love to hear your story, and you'll get a free pair of Budgie Smugglers for that. So we'd love to hear your story and get you on the show. That'd be really interesting.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to think for myself. Is there anything where I've said yes to something or no to something and that's where it's gone? But off the top
I reckon
of my head,
your one, I just speak for you. I reckon your one, it's not like a yes to something, but your conversation that you had with the GWS coach that led you there, and that probably changed your whole life in a big way. You talk about how you said, you know, you should definitely take me.
Yeah.
And that phone call could have gone either way.
Definitely.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. Yeah, definitely that's a big one. Worked for me. It didn't really work for him, but it was it worked for me. If anyone doesn't know that story, it was when I got delisted from from Carlton. I went up there. It's a long story, but I had like this real weird time where I was like big into like Jim Carrey, Power of the Universe, and like still am to this day because of this thing. And I like put in my head that I pretended I was already at the Giants. And 3 days later, the Giants called me and they're like, we'll take you up there. We went for this tour, da 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 da. And I was, because it was like an immediate reaction to something, I said, this is not a coincidence. I fully bought into it and just was like, yeah, it's done. And when I went up there, I went for a tour, did all this weird stuff, had a meeting with Leon and like all the coaches, Wayne Campbell, had a medical, everything. And I remember coming home and in my head, I was so committed. Like I was so believed that I was going there without any confirmation that like my mind had already made itself up. And he called me and he said, hey mate, we're not taking you in the preseason, like the delisted free agency. And I was like, I reckon you will. Like, literally, like, I don't even remember saying this, but it was like an out of body experience. I said to him, I reckon you will take me.
After he just said
he wasn't, I was just like, I reckon you should take me in the rookie draft.
You're wrong.
I reckon you will. And I reckon you won't regret it. And weirdly, like, I didn't go there and play, I played two games. So, like, I think he probably did regret it. But for me, it was one of those weird things where I just, like, didn't even know what that was so not me to be, like, forward or say anything, but just said it to him. And he's just like, okay. And I think that literally got me there by saying that.
Yeah, think about how different your life would be.
Oh, I'd be fucked.
No, you wouldn't be fucked, but it'd be very different.
It'd be super different, yeah.
Like butterfly effect kind of thing.
Butterfly effect for sure. So that could, yeah, thank you for remembering that. That could be a very very good sliding doors moment or just weird moment that has got me somewhere that I didn't think I would be.
Hmm.
Be like the Frisbee.
Here to help.
I'm but us. I was chatting to a mate yesterday about the internet, and when we first got internet, like when I was at home, we used to have dial-up. So I don't know if you guys had dial-up internet, but you had to like take the phone out of the wall, connect it in the back of the laptop.
Then phone's gone.
Phone's gone now. So when you pick it up, it's like, and you'd have to like do the dial-up. So it takes 60 seconds to dial up to the internet. And the internet was so fucking slow, like the slowest thing. I remember I used to like download songs and it would take like 3 days to download one song.
Yeah. What was the song? What was one of the songs?
It was 50 Cent. It was 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying. And it was, the song was... window shopper.
Yeah.
I think I used to jump around the house singing that when everyone was out.
Mine was quickly Sum 41.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. So the question being was, so this, the thing about that was I remember when I was like 15, so that was when that was still happening. Obviously, I think there'd been better internet then, but I still had dial-up. And I remember I'd like was waiting to see if I got into the Vic Metro team, and we put it on. You had to like refresh it at 6 a.m. I couldn't. By 9 a.m., the page still hadn't loaded. So I had to wait 3 hours to know if I'd made this team.
Were the names coming up slowly?
The names are slowly coming up. So you had to like go on the website, click on a link. So I'd like you had to go on. As soon as you could see it, you'd click it. And then at like 10 a.m., my mate called me and just told me that I got in because he'd had like quicker internet. So I was waiting and like it still took another hour for my name to come up on that website. I still didn't believe him because I couldn't see it.
I can just picture the one kid who's just continually refreshing. He's like, nah, my name will pop up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that you got up at 6 a.m. because you were excited to see.
Oh, I was so excited.
That's really cool.
So excited. Last thing on that. I've always had this weird thought about getting older. And you know, I don't know what it's like for you guys. You know, I don't have any grandparents anymore, unfortunately. They're all not with us anymore. But I remember when it was getting to that stage, it was always really sad, like putting your family into retirement homes and you'd be like, fucking hell, like imagine when I have to go to a retirement home, like how sad that is.
Mm.
And I had this thought the other day, years ago, but it refreshed the other day, and it was around like retirement homes. What we're going to be doing when we are 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, who knows how long we're going to live, is going to be so different to what the old folks are doing now. Like, can you imagine an old folks' home or a retirement village when like people are still going to be playing Xbox? They're still going to be on social media, Instagram. It's not like when you turn 80 or 90, you just delete all your apps and just go, I'm old now, I've got to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's going to be, imagine the apps that are going to be there, like games, movies, series. Like could you imagine what these retirement villages are going to be getting up to?
Could you imagine Dylan Friends when you're 80?
Oh, I can't imagine that at all. But do you know what I'm saying? Is that weird?
No,
I reckon it's scary.
It's scary.
Like, have you seen?
There'll be still people that are 80, like squatting up on Fortnite or whatever the game is there. Like,
but like, have you seen Black Mirror? Like, some of
is
those,
that on that?
Well, probably not. But yeah. Like, some of the technology, like, it's scary to think. Like, we might just have a chip on our head.
Literally,
you might just be reliving your youth when you're 90.
Who knows? I'm excited for it.
I've seen the chip thing, and that's kind of where I cut things off technology wise. Like, I'm not getting any chips in me.
Oh, yeah. You're an anti-chipper?
Yeah, I'm going to be an anti-chipper.
I'm not. Embrace it. Chip me. I don't care.
That's just my line. Yeah,
I reckon chip me. I'd put a chip in.
Well, I just feel like you guys aren't getting as excited as I am. Can you imagine what we're going to be doing in a retirement village?
What's your thing, though? Like, what are you looking forward to doing in the retirement home?
It's not so much doing things in the retirement home. It's just like it's not going to be as unfortunate as it is now when you unfortunately have to put people into like aged care and you go, geez, you know, like they're isolated. You know, they don't know how to go on Twitter and check in and like go on social media. Like you're going to be sitting there, even if your family's away, you'll be able to call people, FaceTime. Like as the end of my nan's life, like she had an iPad and she was FaceTiming us all the time. So it was awesome. Like she had apps, she had communication, she was able to like WhatsApp. Whereas a lot of the older generation haven't had that. We know it now as a second nature. So when we get older, we'll still be communicating with friends then and meeting new people. Imagine dating websites because, like, you think about it. Unfortunately, a lot of partners pass away. You'll probably still be dating.
Yes, yeah, at that age, swipe within your center.
Literally,
yeah.
Literally, I'm saying that in all. It's actually it's a good thing.
I think you're assuming though that we're not going to evolve in the next 50 years.
No, that is evolution.
No, but like we might not have social media in 50 years.
What do you mean?
There'll be something else. No one knows.
We'll know it though because we're with it. You know what I mean?
Something to do with the chips, I reckon.
We're with it.
Thinking about that far ahead in the future scares the fuck out of me.
No, it does. But I'm saying we're in a life now that we're adapting. Our age group and our demographic are going to adapt to whatever's new.
Yeah. Virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality. Boys, before we finish up, just talking about a couple recent episodes. Ned Brockman this week, obviously. Sorry, apologies last week. We stuffed up with what we were releasing. I can't believe we did that. But Ned Brockman, absolutely incredible dude. If you haven't listened to that episode, he's a young guy from New South Wales. He ran 50 marathons in 50 days. He's now raising money to run across from WA to Sydney, 100 Ks a day for 40 days.
Yep.
And last week, competed in the Gold Coast Marathon. He ran the half marathon on the Saturday and then the marathon on the Sunday.
And just on that.
As a warm-up.
He's not like jogging. He was going at a 410
K pace.
But that doesn't even like scratch the surface. Like that'd be a joke to him. Like it'd be a joke to him. Two marathons a day. Like, yeah, it's so out of this.
He ran a half marathon and then a marathon, and that's the marathon is like what nearly one third of what he's going to be doing in a day and backing it up.
Yeah, you and I both know how hard a marathon is.
Mm. You more than me.
Yeah, Darcy's signed up.
Yeah, he signed up.
I've signed up.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm just getting into some training.
That's awesome.
Sounds like you're going well, though.
Early days.
Yeah.
We've got about 12, 13 weeks till race day, so.
What's one bit of advice you'd give to young runners out there?
Me, as a non-runner?
I can give you some advice.
Yeah.
If you like.
Please.
With you and knowing your history of injuries, look after that back.
Okay.
Because that is something that when you run, I think what happened to me was you run and you forget to do weights. And your whole body there like really tightens up. You got to like make sure you're strengthening your legs. So I'd be doing some Pilates or leg weights as well as training
squats.
For the marathon.
Okay. Squats.
Otherwise, your back will just absolutely cave itself in.
So, Zach, as an actual runner, do you have any advice for me?
As an actual runner, I haven't done a marathon. So I think consistency, mate. Just be consistent.
Yeah.
I think 12 weeks is a great training block.
It's a good lead up.
Handsome Das. So I reckon that's a good state as well. You know, you got to have that.
Yep.
That's a good confidence point, booster. Confidence is key.
Is Handsome Das going on the bib?
You should. Yeah, maybe. Dill, are you going to register?
No, not publicly at the moment, no. I'm really torn on it. I'm going to make a decision over the next week. By the next mini, I'll let you know. But my mate, one of my best mates, just did the marathon in the Gold Coast, and you'd think I'd be happy for him. I'm absolutely fuming. He beat me by 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
And I am literally livid. And it sparked a new flame in me. And as happy as I am for him, I can admit it now that, you know, people know me well enough through this, but I am so pissed off that he beat me. It's not funny. And I want to beat him again. But in saying that, he did the marathon in Gold Coast, which apparently is all downhill, whereas the marathon in Melbourne is literally like the most undulated marathon in the world. So there's that for a start, but also I wouldn't mind getting out there and beating him.
It's good to hear you're not salty, though.
No, I'm completely salty.
I think that's a public acceptance.
Yeah. No, I'm extremely salty. And I'll be like, I can't believe. Yeah, I'm fuming. I'm really fuming.
Hey, you got an opportunity to get that 6 seconds back.
Yeah, I do. Budgie Smuggle Hotline, we had some more people call in again to promote their
businesses. Yes.
Which we love. But this is the last week we do it. We've given. Because we had a new question, obviously, from before, which was biggest yes moment, the sliding doors moment of your life. So call up, tell us like what you said yes to or what you missed out on, sliding doors. We want to hear it. Please, please, please give the Dylan Friends hotline a call. That number is 03-9021-0625. That's 03-9021-0625. Call up, sliding doors moment, best caller gets a Budgie Smuggler voucher and that code's Dylan Friends at 10% off. Yo, yo, yo. Okay, here it is. Here's some calls.
Okay, boys, just ringing up about their small business thing. We're from Steen Electrical, that's STEEN. And we do solar, so I'll kick it off. How bad is being broke at the moment post-COVID? And with electricity prices going up, the best way you can fix that is by getting a solar system on your house. Check us out on Instagram. Cheers.
I don't know about you guys, but I instantly want to get solar on my property.
I'm solid.
Wow. Wow. Steen Solar. Check it out. Check him out on Instagram.
Instagram specifically.
On Instagram specifically. Yeah. So didn't actually give us the tag there, but I'm assuming it's Steen Solar or Steen Electrical on Instagram. We should find that. But again, another great business calling out for a 10-second plug and a great jingle.
We just need to put some sound effects behind that, like where he said, like, oh, are you spound about not having any money after COVID? Bam, bam.
I like that. Here's one more.
G'day, Dill and friends. Steve Brenny calling, long-time listener, first-time caller to the Budgie Smuggler hotline.
Welcome.
Just a quick travel tip to you, Dill, before you jet off to Europe. If you're staying in any hostels, my advice is always pick the top bunk because if the person in the top bunk wets the bed and you're down below, you'll be wearing it all. Not a good time. And I haven't stopped thinking about TC's trays, so I thought I'd give my own business a plug if it's still up and running. What keeps you up at night? Does your partner run hot while sleeping? Are you concerned about your respiratory health? Or do you just need high-quality sheets that don't do harm to the planet? If you've answered yes, no, or maybe to any of these, then you need Planchester bedding, the world's first plastic-free and completely compostable bedding. Planchester, threads that count.
Planchester.
Very good.
Oh.
Was he reading that?
I don't know. No, I think that was just off the dome.
1,000 thread count. That's
1,000 thread count. And what? Environmentally friendly, I think that was in there.
Yeah.
If you've got breathing problems.
Breathing problems.
And I like
warm partner.
Yes, no, or maybe.
Yeah, I know. There's all options. Yes, no, maybe. Get there.
You got
to try it out.
Yep.
Love those.
Sheets. One more time. What was his business name?
That was Planchester. So check him out. Planchester.com, I'm assuming.
Hey, just on his travel tip.
Yes.
Anyone here ever been pissed on?
For fun? No. For
like
accident?
In bedding
no.
or in.
Well, it just reminded me.
Sorry, potty.
No, I was in Scotland in 2016, end of a trip, and I'm on the bottom bunk at a hostel. Middle of the night, I heard like this bang, and this guy sleeping in the other corner, he's fallen off the top of his bunk, and I was a bit rattled. I didn't really know what it was, so I just sort of rolled over, and it's pitch black. And then like 10 seconds later, I just heard this stream and I was like,
oh no,
okay, what's going on here? And it was at the end of my bunk and I flicked the lights on and there was a Scottish man pissing on my feet.
Oh. Under the doonas or fresh on the toes?
I think there was a leg hanging out.
Oh my God.
I don't know if it got me directly, but there was some splash. And I'm not a violent person, but I've never been more like aggravated and furious in my life. And once you've been pissed on, you can't do anything about it.
No, you can't.
Like, you just got to accept
you can't.
It.
No, you can't.
And can't. Move on. So I agree with that. Get the top
take the top
if you can, or just avoid hostels
gracious.
At all
well, we
costs.
We are staying in a hostel. I haven't told Sam yet. We couldn't afford a hotel, so hostels it is.
I'm in for it.
Top and tail.
But yeah,
I'm going to bring my guitar.
No, please don't. No, please don't. So yeah, that'd be fun. You know, funny fact as well, I didn't know this, but we actually get in the day of the Wimbledon final. You told me before.
Kyrgios.
Yeah. Come on, Kyrgios.
Yeah, so we'll go over and hang out with him.
Come on, King.
That'd be great. Anyway, fam, that's all I got for you this week, my friends.
What would you rate that out of 10?
That episode? Fuck, probably 4 out of 100.
I'm a great addition then.
Hey, before we finish, Zaki, give us your favourite series and book. That's what we always finish. Series or book
and
or
favorite,
content.
And favourite Dylan Friends episode.
So at the moment, I'm reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one.
What's it about?
It's about thinking and growing rich, Dill.
Okay, need to read that.
Yeah, so that's quite interesting. Series, Lincoln Lawyer. I thought it was really good.
The movie's better.
Okay. In that case, then I'm also watching Imposters on Stan.
Is that the one where they lose the kid and then they find the Spanish guy and he comes over and pretends to be the kid?
No.
Okay. There's another one called that, Imposter.
It's about this lady who wives people really quickly and then takes all their money and works with this bigger guy. And then all these people, they go and find her, essentially.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Season one. Sorry for spoiling that.
Is it real?
I don't
or
think
is
so.
It a drama?
Like it could be real.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It seems like a drama series.
I've got two recommendations this week as well, if you guys jump in if you've got one. For some reason, I only just started True Detective. Finished that last night. Unbelievable. Lived up to the hype. Loved it. Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson. Absolutely loved that. great series. Another one, a documentary that I've been loving, watched it a couple of times. It's probably one of the weirdest, creepiest documentaries I've ever seen in my life. It's by a Kiwi, New Zealand guy that does it, and it's called Tickled. Have any of you guys ever seen it?
No.
It's about basically a guy that a competitive tickling, so a little bit like your Frisbee story actually, competitive tickling.
I'm glad
and
you
basically,
put that in the same.
Yeah, it's a front for like a really weird business, and they blackmail people and stuff, and he tries to find out about this tickle. It's absolutely one of the creepiest things of all time. So if you like creepy stuff, check that one out.
Yeah.
Darcy, anything from you?
I'm just wrapping up Stranger Things at the moment, mate.
Yeah.
Which
I mean,
you,
I'm getting into it.
I think you need to get through the first three episodes.
So much,
and,
I haven't been able to get into that.
Well,
unfortunately,
you're gonna have a lot of time for series and stuff on the plane.
No, I'll be working, mate.
Okay, same. I'll be working.
Love it. All right, boys.
Thank you.
See you, Dil.
See you later. Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, that'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share with one of your friends, or you could do them all. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggest a guest, or advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in, IllyXX.